Don't become your teacher's punchline. Or philosophy and the urgency of authentic education. Your teacher will never become fully conscious of what they have done. They will forever be proud to have taught for 50 years and retired. At most, if they think about it, they will be offended by those who are unimpressed. Once the conversation about real education ends, you will find yourself alone. Perhaps in the woods, in a car, or an office surrounded by research documents and office supplies. But you will be alone. With very real debt, if you fell for it, and only the real parts of your knowledge. Only the real parts will ever work. The fake parts will continue creating cascading consequences. The gaps in your knowledge will always weigh you down. Above all, the feeling of "I'm just not smart enough" comes from being forced to learn in the wrong sequence, and the disrespect of being forced to learn at a preset pace so that all the school staff gets paid on time. At the core still lies the question if you are learning something that you actually like. Everything will feel wrong if what you are trying to learn is not something that you are genuinely curious about. Proper sequence, respectful pace, and your own curiosity are the key to learning far, are the key to feeling smart, to understanding, to pushing forward. If something makes you feel stupid, then that means you took the wrong path forward, and you have to find what moves you before you can advance. Knowledge is a human thing, and all human things have easy on-ramps so that we can remember and refine and build on top of them. You just need to find the right sequence. That means following your own curiosities. Now, grades, GPA, career, performance reports, HR chit-chats, debt, investment, resume, your CV, with newspaper clippings of columns that mention you by name that you paid for or had your friend or family write, are not part of real life. Those are the opposite. It's a fantasy life. Because to live for real is to grow in your mind with wisdom, knowledge, and greatness, and not advance in your career to meet the demands of your mortgage. You are better than that. Oh yes, this isn't about achieving in the wrong direction. This is about not being who you are meant to become. You are more capable than cookie-cutter achievements. Real life does not go by a sugar-coated script. It is not bound by predictable things. It is a double pendulum, a kind of chaos. Arguing for standardized education, for a magnificent career, and the profound knowledge the decades at your company will earn you, surely, put you at odds with uneducated, antidepressant, animated dictators that may just cause your country to send your grandkids to merely hold the front line. And it will be grandkids by the millions, just to have some general down the stream scream that they were wrong for not using the most powerful weapons, for not actually leaving the world blind. Real life is not a sugar-coated script. It has no diplomas, no awards. Career feels great because it is safe and predictable. But you are not a child. You are not meant to stay a child. You are charged with growing all the way up until you become a great being. There are no meetings with HR here to advance your career. No performance reports, no company trips. Life here is real, one with reality. No matter beliefs, brands, religions, cults, indoctrination, and plans. I am warning you to avoid a situation where you have nowhere to go, where your elder self is stuck with mountains of regret that cannot be undone because time will never move backwards. With the question of how was I supposed to know ringing in your ears as you try to piece it all together. Seeking comfort in a stable career is fool's gold, because you can't just grow up part way and then rest. If you want a career, it must be something you have to be in charge of. Go into the world of computers, where you create out of pure thoughts. Become a programmer, an inventor, a creator, an artist of your own existence. But long before you get there, you need your books. You need to accept your intellectual inheritance so that you understand where humanity is going and where it has been. Dislike this all you want, but a fake education will leave your mind neutered. A human being must live in full with all the world's wisdom. Fake education is no way for a human being to exist, for a creature of cosmos to enjoy the sparks of their existence. Screw your career, all your diplomas and awards. Your family wants you to be a great being, boundless and infinite. There are 10,000 narrated books at your local library. Together, they outline your intellectual inheritance, the very thing that schools have tricked you away from. They are the real school, the lives and wisdom of real people who at the very least searched for paths towards real lives. Go get a backpack. Find a three-season tent. And before arguing for your career, get a real education. Go section hike the Triple Crown, the Appalachian Pacific Crest and the Continental Divide Trails. Everything you have been taught is either wrong or a tiny version of the real thing. a carefully manicured scrap of actual reality. You are not to exhaust your life, spark by irreplaceable spark, on a make-believe reality. Make your way under the stars, and bring all the books of the most powerful philosophers to keep you safe.